Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Diane DeRiss is here, and for many years, she's been joining us and helping us put our best foot forward in the marketplace through her great ideas, her wisdom, her experience, her thought leadership. She's the author of an outstanding book on presentations called Knockout Presentations, How to Deliver Your Message with Power, Punch, and Pizzazz. She's got a new ebook out called Give Fear the Finger. I like that. And she's here to talk to us about that today. Diane DeResta, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's good to be here. And let me make a qualification first on the title. I have never in my life given anyone the finger. So I want to say that right up front. I am too refined for that. And see, what happens is...
You're much too much of a lady to do that, right?
Exactly.
And I'm Nanook of the North. Go ahead, Diane.
Yes, and I know you're coming to New York for the book expo.
Yeah, you live in New York and you've never done it. Of course you haven't, Diane.
I know. No, people don't believe me. Honestly, I have not. And people think, yeah, he's going to laugh. I swear I've never done that, and that is not the meaning of the title.
I know.
This is what's interesting. People really take it literally, and they think that's what the title is. And it's a double entendre, because the way I came up with the title for this book, and by the way, everybody is loving the title.
Yeah.
That there's actually an acupressure point on one of your fingers, and if you press that, it's called the panic reset button.
Ah.
And so that's how I got the idea of give fear the finger. Literally, you're going to press on that point. And
where is
the
that
book,
place on my finger?
Well, I'm not going to tell you.
I'll tell you
when I see you. It's in the book, and I have a video link, and I demonstrate it on my video.
It's an e-book, so you can do all that, can't you?
Yes, and that's why I wrote an ebook this time around. I wanted to give people those immediate resources, like YouTube videos and affirmations videos. But the subtitle, of course, is Knock Out the Fear of Public Speaking. It's not just Give Fear the Finger.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a really good attitude to have, because when you allow fear to dominate you and you're a business owner or in any kind of business, you're going to find a lot of detriment. What's going to happen is you're not going to take advantage of opportunities to make money. You're actually leaving money on the table when you're not out there speaking. What's happening also, as you know, Jim, everything has become a commodity.
Yep.
And so what separates you, your product and service, from the rest is your presentation. That's your brand.
It's so key.
Yes. And as a marketing strategy, speaking is one of the most underutilized, most powerful, and cost-effective ways of getting your brand and your message out there.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you avoid it? And it's that visibility.
You say
factor.
It's professional suicide avoiding public speaking.
I do. I say that because
strong
I do
words
a lot
from
of work.
A little lady.
Yeah, but it's true. And you know, I don't mince words. I'm from New York. I'm very direct.
who's never given anybody the finger, by the way, folks?
No, I really haven't. And I swear that, and I will stand by that. I don't think I ever will. It's just not me.
You can't now. I mean, you've taken the fun out of your life now. You can't do it now. Go ahead.
Yes, I know.
So, you know, talking about fear, I've thought a lot about fear. I've written about fear quite a bit over the years.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things, fear is a very interesting emotion, because the fear that you're trying to get people to deal with is irrational fear.
Correct.
And because there is a fear that is not irrational, it's very rational. Meaning,
yes.
if it could be that fear is telling you you haven't done your homework. It could be that fear is telling you you haven't prepared enough, or you're outnumbered, or you're outgunned, or something like that. Fear could be, sometimes fear is providing you with information that you need.
Absolutely.
And the key to what you're talking about is knowing how to differentiate between fear that's valuable and fear that's irrational.
Exactly. So fear that's valuable is you're walking down a dark street, you want to look over your shoulder. But speaking is not a a reason to fear, unless, of course, you are not prepared, and I never recommend that someone go in there and wing it. But what's happening is your brainstem, your amygdala, which is where your fear gets fired, starts to scan for threat. So you look for threat with your eyes. It's just the basic first step that we do. And so what happens is we go into that state and we don't realize that we can start to access our prefrontal cortex, which is where rational thought resides. When you're scanning an audience, don't look for the negatives. The first thing is look for the friendly face so that you can get out of that fear mode.
Right.
And then start to use the other skills. You know, I continue to say, Jim, that nervousness is self-centeredness. When you are nervous, it's all about me, myself, and I.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about you. Get over yourself and put your focus on the audience. It's not about you. It's about them. So what can you do? What can you say to make them feel comfortable? Mm-hmm. What kind of information can you give them that will be helpful to them? That's what focus is. It's about service.
Well, there's no question about it. And, you know, somebody actually quoted me. I don't know how it came up, but somebody asked me, somebody came up to me the last time I spoke and wanted to become a speaker. And he asked me, he said, what should I do? What should I focus on? And I said, well, don't focus on yourself. You know, and if you're going to speak, don't speak about yourself. And this guy actually went and tweeted that. Jim Blessingham said blah blah blah. but you know, that was my, and I hadn't thought about it. He walked up to me while I was signing books and asked me that question, and I just said, well, it can't be about you. It's got to be about something that's of value to the audience. Oftentimes I'll have people invite me to speak, and I'll say, well, what do you want me to talk about? Anything in particular? They said, well, just tell us about yourself. And I said, well, no, I'm not going to do that.
That can make someone even more fearful. And, you know, when I talk to audiences and I say, do you know what fear means? It's really false evidence appearing real.
Say that again.
Make false evidence appearing real.
That's going to be on the fear test, folks. That's going to be the fill in the blank on the test. Go ahead.
Now, here's what's interesting. I said that once to an audience and someone raised his hand. He said, that's your definition of fear? My definition is forget everything and run. But he used another F word, but you know that I'm too refined to use it.
Yes, exactly.
But that's what happens in the mind of a lot of speakers. It's forget everything and run. And you don't have to be in that state anymore because there are definite techniques that you can use.
Right.
And I want to talk about some of those.
We're going to do that when we come back. I need a website and how we can find the book.
Diresta.com, D-I-R-E-S-T-A, or give fear the finger with dashes in between.
In the middle, .com. So check that out, folks. We're going to take a quick break and come back with some of those critical elements that Diane's going to help us with after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Jerry and the Pacemaker. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.